Nicolette Monsica never thought she would get into Yale University. So when she got her acceptance letter in 2015, she burst into tears. She was so excited. Nicolette was living in rural Georgia. When she moved to New Haven, Connecticut, she was told Yale would be her new family. She said her first semester was magical. But toward the end of Nicolette's freshman year, she started struggling with her mental health.
I started to have a lot of anxiety and obsessive thinking. That continued on into my sophomore year, where it really became debilitating. I got stuck in obsessive thought spirals, what I would later realize was OCD, and I also went through a depressive state. And this all came to a head when I was hospitalized at the end of my first semester of my junior year.
Nicolette was in a dark place. She harmed herself. She said she was still in the hospital when school officials approached her. They presented her with paperwork to voluntarily withdraw from the university.
I asked if there was another option, and they said no. So even though it was a voluntary withdrawal, they gave me no other option, even though I did not want to leave. I was told that I would have about 2 hours to move everything out of my dorm, while a guarded police officer was standing there watching us, and then I left. I was not to step foot on Yale's campus unless I contacted the administration. My entire hospitalization experience at Yale, the experience I had with the Student Counseling Center, as well as my experiences afterward, they were all pretty traumatic.
Yale didn't respond to questions from the Post about individual students like Nicolette. But Washington Post reporter William Wan found more than 24 current and former Yale students with similar stories.
When students were suicidal or even depressed and struggling with mental illness, they often basically got forced off campus. You know, someone talked to them from high up, like an administrator, and said, it's best that you take some time off. But what was interesting is what happened after they withdrew. They had to reapply, in essence, to the university. They had to write application essays. They had to get letters of recommendation. Some even had to take courses. There was this requirement that you pass 2 courses at a 4-year university and submit your grades for it to show you still have academic rigor.
Today, William explains why students were asked to leave Yale, how difficult it was for them to get back in, and what colleges all over the country are doing about students struggling with mental health.